From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Civil rights advocates Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Malcolm X only met once during their lives, and even then barely had a conversation. But a play being performed Wednesday night in West Valley City imagines what the two would have discussed with each other. Melissa Adams is director of The Meeting, a one-act play by Jeff Stetson, and co-founder of the Etta Grace Black Theater Company, which makes its debut with this production. I asked Adams when and where the play is set.
This play took place a week before Malcolm X was assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the week prior to that his house was bombed.
Mm-hmm.
It was in 1965, February 1965, in the Hotel Teresa in Harlem, New York.
So in real life, Malcolm X was, of course, very critical of Dr. King's peaceful, nonviolent approach to civil rights, and vice versa. Dr. King objected to Malcolm X's methods as well. What's their relationship like in this play, and how does the relationship evolve during the play, too?
I believe at the beginning, they're both at it's like a chess game, one up on each other as far as the ideologies. It gets very heated in the middle of the play. And then towards the end, I think they both see that there is a common respect for each other. I believe that they're both looking at each other to take on each other's ideologies. I think because Malcolm knew that this was going to be the end of his life. And I do think that he was trying to impress Dr. King with his ideologies and philosophies and ways of doing the civil rights movement. So it gets pretty heated, and it's not an I have a dream speech. You won't hear that at all. This is a conversation behind closed doors between two men that are very passionate about what their beliefs are. So,
and I understand there's kind of an arm wrestling scene that sort of symbolizes this relationship.
Yes, yes.
Would you say at the end of the play that Dr. King wins the argument, or does neither of them really?
I don't think neither one of them win. I think they came out with a greater respect for each other.
What do you think the audience will take away from this play being performed here in Utah?
Very interesting. This is the first time, to my understanding, that it's ever been performed here in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that it's going to open up people's eyes about both men. Whether you were for Malcolm or whether you were for Martin, I think it will open up and give them a more of an understanding of these two men and their ideologies. Both of them weren't as bad as I think that they've been portrayed, and we only see certain sides of them from what the media has shown. And I think you'll come out with a different understanding of how they both felt and what their cause was.
So the subject of this play is obviously a civil rights struggle from decades ago. Do you feel like there's another civil rights struggle of today, a modern struggle that people can perhaps take lessons from this play and apply towards?
I do believe that. I think that the struggle is never going to be over.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be, I'm trying to find a better word for it, but I'm saying yes, I think there is a modern day civil rights struggle. Mm-hmm. To this day, and there's always going to be one. I think you can take away from both leaders something that you can bring back to your communities to better the communities and better us as people, more accepting of one another.
Mm-hmm.
And one another's opinions and ideologies, you know. So I hope that they'll walk away with something more than what they came in with.
And Melissa, now let's talk about the Etta Grace Black Theater Company, which you co-founded with Tony Bird.
Yes.
Tell me how you came to create this company and some of the other projects you've been able to do so far.
Interesting. We were sitting around one day and going through the plays that she and I have both done.
Mm-hmm.
She's had over 30 years in theater. I've had over 20 years in theater. And there were just not enough roles out here for Black actors. We got tired of playing the prostitutes, the gangsters, the slaves, the maids. And we just didn't feel like the Black community was being represented and celebrated. So we said, let's start a Black theater company here. We celebrate Black playwrights and artists and make people aware that there is a lot of Black talent here in Salt Lake City, Utah, in Utah period, but in Salt Lake City. So that's how we started it. That was the whole notion behind it.
Where does the name of your theater company
come
from?
I knew you were going to ask that. There is a history behind the name. Etta is my grandmother's name, and Grace is Tony Bird's grandmother's name. So we went back to the roots, Etta Grace.
And why did you pick your grandmother's lives to honor specifically?
The legacy that they leave behind. And our motto is we are leaving a legacy for generations to generation. Started with grandma.
Melissa Adams is co-founder of the Etta Grace Black Theater Company and director of The Meeting, a one-act play premiering tomorrow night at 7:30 at the Cultural Celebration Center in West Valley City. The play is free and will be performed again on Saturday the 15th. I'm Jeff Robinson, KCBW News.